You're listening to the Time to Thrive podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and strategies from a leading marketing expert. Are you ready to move your business out of survival mode? It's time to thrive. And now, here's your host, Bethany Meadows.
So the four elements of great advertising. Great advertising is relatable. So if I don't connect to it, most ads nowadays, especially like digital, prints, whatever it is, your people's attention spans are so short that if they don't connect to what you're doing right away, they're gone. You've lost them already. So if it's not instantly relatable to your target audience, they're never going to stay around looking at it long enough for it to have any effect. You want it to be memorable. And the other point I want to make about being relatable, sometimes being relatable means being intentionally imperfect. Because people don't like perfect. Like, yeah, I often see the ads of, you know, like the easiest example would be like the fashion ads. And you see women with the perfect cheekbones and the perfect makeup and the perfect figure and all of that. Not relatable to me at all. In fact, I want to just punch them in the nose for being so perfect. But if I see like the Dove, you remember Dove did a whole campaign on real women and real women's bodies. That was a huge success because it was so relatable and women got behind supporting it because finally somebody was doing something where you could relate to it. So sometimes being intentionally imperfect is a good strategy. You also want it to be memorable. The market is so crowded with messages. Digital, social media, there's just so much. So for you to be memorable, you have to figure out a way to stand apart. So sometimes you got to go outside of the box. We had a client that's an insurance brokerage, and they do a lot of different verticals. Like they do like employee benefits and risk management coverages for mid-sized companies. And so they're, you know, one of their verticals was construction companies. And so one of the things that I will do before I place an ad in magazine is I want to get samples of those magazines, and I will look through and see what the competitor ads look like. And I'll see what the color schemes and all the things that are going on in that magazine look like, just so that I can strategically design something to go in there that is going to instantly go make someone stop turning the page. And so they were looking for a way to communicate a product that they had where they did a sharing of the profit of that product as a back to the employer. So if the benefits did really well, they didn't have a lot of claims and so forth, they could get up to 15% back, which was a good bit of money. So I got the magazine that they wanted to advertise in. I was looking through it, and it was Alabama Construction News is what it was called. And I looked through, and every ad in the magazine was using a picture of a construction site. There were cranes, there was guys sawing boards, there was, you know, like trucks. It was just everything was built and designed around construction. So as you're flipping, plus all the stories were like that too. So the pictures and the stories, the articles had these similar type images. So the whole magazine was like that. So instead of going in with what you might expect, you know, a picture of construction, I actually did this whole big white space ad. And when I say white space ad, meaning you can use white space to grab attention if you have a whole lot of it and everything else around it doesn't have white space, because white space kind of jumps out at you. So I did this little image of a pie, a cherry pie, and it was like right at the top in the middle of the page, and then all the way around it was all this white space. And then so the headline was, have you gotten your piece of the pie? And then, you know, down below it, it kind of explained, you know, the product and how to call to action and so on. But that ad was successful because it didn't look like everything else. It was memorable and attached something that people could relate to, which is pie and getting a piece of the pie. Everybody knows what that means. And so they could remember that when, you know, and connect it to the product and the benefits of the product. So that's just an example. Like anytime you're looking to advertise somewhere, it's good to go look at what everything else, what's the typical that you're seeing in that space that you're thinking of advertising in, and then just going, making sure that you're in a completely different direction so that when yours pops up on the screen or yours, you know, they turn the page or they hear it or they see it, that is something so different that people go, wait, what's that? You know, and kind of create that pause. The other thing is you want your great advertising is trustworthy. Nobody believes the hype, right? Nobody wants to be taken advantage of. Nobody wants to be lied to or feel they're being lied to. So our ads always have to be genuine, sincere, and absolutely never dishonest. It is very hard to recover, especially in the market that we're in. It's very hard to recover your reputation if you're found to be dishonest. Because social media and everything, it's going to spread like wildfire. And so you can do a lot of damage to your reputation. So trustworthy is important. And then of course you want your ad or your offer to be valuable. It's not about you. And, you know, we want it to be about you because we know we're great and we want everybody else to know we're great. And of course you want to work with me because I'm great. And if I just tell you how great I am, you're not going to be able to help yourself but work with me. But it doesn't really work that way. People are looking for value. So they're looking for what problems that they have can you solve for them? What can you do for them? So it's about bringing value. It's not about us.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Time to Thrive podcast, check out our other resources for business owners and entrepreneurs at timetothrivemembership.com. Running a business is more challenging than ever before. Time to Thrive is where you can get marketing training, group coaching, and community support. Visit timetothrivemembership.com to learn more.